Hey there, I wanted to record a quick training for you on worm mule prospecting because I've been getting a lot of questions lately about what should my email say? I'm having a hard time thinking of something. I'm having a hard time finding something within an organization that I can use and a meaningful connection I can leverage in an email template. And I'm talking to people who are spending over an hour, sometimes a lot longer than that, trying to find something, and from beginning to end, it's sometimes a 2-hour process per prospect. And what I've found is you can go that route, but that is more effort than necessary. There comes a point where you start getting diminishing returns. And my advice would be keep it simple. You want your warm emails to be as relevant and personalized as possible without going overboard. There comes a point when more personalization, more research is gonna actually backfire for two reasons. First of all, it's not gonna get you anything more. It's not gonna increase the chances of getting a response, a positive response. Number two, it actually starts creating anxiety and confusion. You have so many things you've uncovered, you're not sure which one to use. Then you try to wedge a lot of it in there in your email, and that just doesn't work. In the interest of brevity, remember, we're trying to keep these to 125 words or less. I find that even when you have something that you feel, oh, it's 150 words, but it's so good. When you really go for 125 words or less, it's always going to be better. Okay. So it's always stronger. So let's talk about two approaches that you can pretty much stick to and will give you great results. And the first one is the point out something in their marketing copy or content, something about their marketing copy or content that they have published. And then the second one, and I'm going to show you some examples, is point out something you noticed about what they're doing, either what they're doing or what they're about. So an initiative, something, an event that happened that could work. LinkedIn is getting a lot easier, for it's getting a lot easier to find those things on LinkedIn, by the way, trigger events. It used to be really hard. You used to have to find that stuff, dig that stuff up. But something about what they're doing in terms of initiative, maybe what they're about, what the organization's about, their mission, anything along those lines. So again, something about their marketing content or their copy that you noticed, or something about what they're doing or what they're about, some kind of initiative. So let's go through those. And I'm actually going to give you some, not only some script examples, but kind of show you how I came up with them. And maybe I'm going to try to mimic the process as best as I can. So I was doing a little bit of research to a company on a company called Manhattan Associates. They're a software company. And I've heard of them before, let's say, and I go to their website and I go to the resources section, and I realized, man, this stuff is really well organized. They got a ton of stuff. They got some awesome webinars, lots of case studies, white papers, research reports, brochures. And I just out of curiosity, I went to their case study section and look at this. I mean, they got more than 9 pages. So I don't know how far this goes. Let's just take a quick peek. They got a ton of these, 14 pages worth of case studies, okay, in alphabetical order. And I'm looking at some of them, and there's some really good stuff in here. So let's just say, wow, this is a company that obviously gets it. They have great marketing content. They get the case study thing. They get the white paper thing. And based on that, there's an existing demand. I don't know how they're meeting the demand for writing these pieces consistently, but I know they're doing it. They have a demand. So let me reach out to them. And what I did is I went to LinkedIn, and I'm not going to get through the research part. I'm not going to go deep into that because you already have training about that. But I just kind of want to show you what I would typically do. And I type in Manhattan Associates. It comes up. And actually, let me do this. What comes up? Okay, so I got two options: Manhattan Associates and people, or in jobs. I pick people. Okay, and I want to filter a little bit more. By the way, this is a premium version of LinkedIn. This is Business Plus. Strongly recommend that if you're going to do warm email prospecting, that you go with a premium version. Business Plus is usually good enough. Sales Navigator is one level above that. It allows you to do more cool stuff. But if you're going to start, this is Business Plus is a great place to start. it's gotten really, really difficult to do this with a free version. There's lots of limitations, these all this filtering that you see here, just not available. So I'm just going to do a couple of filters. Actually, I'm just going to do one, marketing director. I'm looking for someone who's got something along the lines of marketing director in the title. And Manhattan Associates, and apply. And I start going through them. And the first one that kind of sticks out is this lady, Sarah Lander, Director of Marketing Operations. She's a second degree connection. Let's take a quick look here. The first thing I do is I kind of look at her description. The title is already telling me that she might be a great contact. But as I'm looking at her work description in her profile, I see that she definitely deals with content generation, content curation programs. This is probably going to be my best bet. There might be a couple other people in the organization. I'm just going to go ahead and start with her. So I have a name. I have a title. I know she's going to be a relevant contact. I'm not going to get into how to find her email address. You guys have training on that. But so here are a couple of options of what I could draft. Subject line, your case studies. Okay, so I'm going to point out the just awesome library of case studies that I uncovered and are on their website and how impressed I am. Hi, Sarah. I came across your website today while doing some research and noticed the impressive set of case studies in your resources area. They're excellent. I'm curious, do you have an internal resource for this or do you work with an outside professional? I ask because I'm a business writer who focuses on the enterprise software market. Okay, so this is key. You know, you need to be able to tie the, I saw this, and here is how, this message is relevant. Here's how I'm connected to that. Remember, the meaningful connection is the bridge. I'm bridging this gap. Okay, I saw this. This is why I'm contacting you, because I do that. I help with that. I specialize in writing case studies and white papers, and I've worked for Red Prairie, CDC Software, and All Data Solutions. So I know your market well. Okay, so this is the why, you know, your differentiator. This whole thing is the value statement. But notice that I've definitely included something about what makes me different here, because that's really going to give it the oomph that you need. And I'm going to show you several versions of this, because you say, well, what if I don't have that? All right, I'll show you some stripped down versions. Okay, continuing. Depending on your situation, I may be able to help you get these pieces produced faster and more cost effectively. Here's a link to some samples of my work, or it could be here's a link to a page on my site that will tell you a little bit more about me. Would it make sense to connect? All right, so let's look at a couple other versions. Again, this is option number one, point out something. Point out some of their marketing content, marketing copy. Okay, your case studies. This reads the same at the beginning. The beginning changes actually. I've worked with a number of ERP and supply chain management companies over the years, and while on your site today, I noticed the impressive set of case studies in your resources area. They're excellent. So the difference here is if I have so in this case, if I have some experience in that market, now not necessarily as a freelancer, but let's say in my just previous career, then this would be another great way to add some oomph to your message. I've worked with a number of companies like yours, and while on your site today, I noticed what you had here. It's excellent. It's great stuff. I'm curious, do you have an internal resource for this? I asked because I'm a business writer, so this is the same, and all the stuff is pretty much the same. Now, let's look at a stripped down version of this, okay? Because I don't want you to think, I want you to think outside the box here. You know, don't think, well, I got to have all these elements in place. You need to have as many as you can. But don't feel that if you don't have everything that you can't approach them. The more you have, the better your chances. Is there any harm in sending out a warm email even if you can't check every single box? No, there's no harm. Go for it. You'd be surprised how, depending on timing, the kind of response you might get. Positive response. All right, so this one's stripped down. Same subject line. Hi, Sarah. I came across your website today while doing some research and noticed the impressive set of case studies. I'm curious, do you have an internal resource for this? Okay, so that's the same. Now, here's where it's stripped down. I ask because I'm a business writer who focuses on the enterprise software market. I specialize in writing case studies and white papers. Okay, so that's actually good enough. Notice how stripped down it is. Okay, but you're still bridging the gap. You're still showing that meaningful connection. This is why I'm reaching out. I saw this, and here's what I do, and here's how those two things are related. Okay, I focus in your sector of the market, or I focus in your market, and I specialize in that kind of work. That would be good enough. I would be very comfortable sending out this email if this were me. So everything else is the same. So again, this is option number one, point out some of their marketing copy or content. Option number two, again, point out something you notice about what they're doing, some kind of initiative, something, their mission, something they've been doing, something they've always done that's just different and you want to go ahead and recognize. So let's look at an example of what I came across. So I was on LinkedIn. I saw that this company, Campaign Monitor, had just released the 2018 Email Marketing Predictions Report. It says, we teamed up with all these epic minds in email marketing and automation to bring you this report with all these predictions. The future of email is going to be very bright, blah, 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 blah. Great. That's awesome. All right. So I went ahead and did the same thing here. And let me just kind of retrace my steps. Campaign Monitor. And I'm going to go ahead and director. And I can never tell if I got to retype this. Apply. I found this guy, Stephen Mouche, Director of Marketing Operations at Campaign Monitor. Let's say that I read his profile. It sounds like he might be a good contact. He's even got his contact information here. Although this is obviously a Gmail account, it's probably his personal info. But unless we could try that, I could do some more research. The point is, you know, I got somebody I could try. So what could I do here? Let's look at some sample scripts. Subject line, love your marketing predictions report. Okay, very relevant to the point. Hi, Stephen, I just finished reading your 2018 marketing predictions report. Wow, excellent work. I worked at Silverpop for a number of years, and Silverpop was they got acquired by, I think, IBM. It used to be a email marketing company. So again, is there something from your background? Is there something you can kind of tie to this message? Much of my work involved developing and deploying segmenting and personalization strategies, so this really struck a chord with me. I'm writing because I'm a copywriter who works with software companies to help them write white papers, reports, and ebooks. There's a little typo here. I've had clients in marketing automation and data mining, so I know your space well. Okay, so this is the equivalent of the version one from the last example with Manhattan Associates. I'm not sure if you occasionally work with outside writers, but if you do, I'd love to know what it would take to be considered for a future project. There's a page on my site that will tell you a little bit more about me, should we connect. All right, so let's look at another version. It's a little more stripped down. Stephen, just finished reading your report. Excellent work. I worked at Silverpop. Much of my work developed. So let's actually strip this down even further. I've worked marketing automation projects in the past. Or it could be, you know, I've had experiences, you know, with marketing automation, email marketing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm writing. So give them something. And there should be something. If you're approaching this prospect, there should be something in your background and your skill set that you can point to. I mean, because the moment you're just a writer, well, I'm just a writer and that's it. That's not going to be good enough. Point to something. Okay. And might ask, well, what if I don't have anything? Well, find a prospect where you can think of something, okay, that you can point out. Or if you don't have that, then just tell them that, you know, I focus on this industry. And that would be good enough. But again, there's still something there that bridges that gap, that ties what you're pointing out with why you're contacting them. So you could even strip it down even further. Wow, excellent work. I'm writing because I'm a copywriter who works with software companies to help them write white papers, reports, and ebooks. If you want to go even further, you know, I am specifically interested or I specialize marketing automation, even if you don't have that background. If you want to go ahead and point that out, even better. I'm not sure if you occasionally work with outside writers, but if you do, blah, 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 blah. Here's a page on my site that will tell you a little bit more. Okay, so you can notice you can strip this down, but you always want to be able to make that connection, okay? Bridge that gap. So again, just the point is that there's a lot of different archetypes of warm emails you can use. But don't, don't overthink this. I'd rather see you just crank out a few emails a week. You don't have to get that creative. You don't have to dig that deep in an organization by just sticking to these two archetypes. The point out something, some of their marketing content, or point out something you notice about what they're doing. If you stick with those, it's going to be very easy to find something. And as long as you have some degree of relevance and personalization, they're good to go. These emails are good to go because 80-90% of the effort or the battle is really in personalizing enough that they immediately recognize that this is a one-to-one email. That's really what you want. You don't need to do a SWOT analysis on the company. You don't need to dig deep for 4 hours and find all kinds of opportunities and all kinds of things that you could point out. Just points, mention something that shows the prospect that you've done your homework, that this is not a mass email. This is not a broadcast. This is not a copy and paste job. You actually took the time to type this out and to reach out to them directly. Do that, and you're going to have way more success, and you're going to be able to do this more efficiently. Hope this helps.